a gallon on Labor Day. But keep in mind, last year, Hurricane Harvey was causing the national average to surge.
Hawaii continues to have the highest price gasoline at $3.71 a gallon, followed by California at $3.59. The lowest prices were found in South Carolina at $2.51, followed by Mississippi at $2.52 a gallon.
The latest round of U.S. sanctions against Russia went into effect today for its alleged role in the use of a chemical weapon to poison a former Russian spy. Moscow, however, has reportedly slammed the latest round of economic sanctions, calling them unacceptable, and the Russian government has reportedly denied any involvement in the poisoning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A bit of treasure from the Titanic was sold at an auction for a pretty price. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
A pocket watch that was recovered from a passenger who died when the Titanic went down was sold at auction for $57,500. Heritage Auction says the watch had been recovered from a 34-year-old passenger named Sinai Cantor. He was a Russian immigrant who managed to get his wife Miriam to a lifeboat before he died in the freezing waters after the ship hit an iceberg in the Atlantic in 1909. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump today praised Tiger Woods after the golf legend shot down questions about his relationship with the president. After Woods finished up his round of golf on Sunday, a reporter from the New York Times asked him to comment on President Trump and then comment overall on race relations in the United States.
He's the president of the United States, and you have to respect the office. And no matter who's in the office, he may like, dislike personality or the politics, but we all must respect office.
Do you have anything more broadly to say about the state, I guess, the discourse of race relations?
No, I just finished 72 holes and really hungry.
Worth noting, Woods has played rounds of golf with President George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, former President Bill Clinton, and former President Barack Obama. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Once again, it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. The gang is all here.
I'm telling you, we are, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Guys, what a week it has been. I know it's been talked over 3,000 times, but I can't stand it. I got to jump in anyhow. So Manafort this week takes 8 guilties, 10 mistrials. I guess two questions. First is, do you think that the Mueller team is going to demand a retrial on the mistrials, Miles Bauer?
No.
You think he's just going to say 8's good enough and time to move on?
Yeah.
Now, everything that I've viewed, everything that I've been able to research on it, says that nothing that Manafort is guilty of has anything to do with Trump or the Trump candidacy or campaign finance. Is that what you guys have gotten from that, from the whole 4 or 5 days of grinding on this topic?
Yeah, I mean, wasn't all this stuff from about 8 years prior to the election?
Yep, it's all stuff. Now, he got caught in a crossfire. That part, I mean, if I were Manafort, I'd be thinking, why did I say yes when I was asked for that three-month chairing position?
It's funny you say that, because I was actually thinking, after watching all this debacle,
yep,
why would anybody ever want to work for a campaign again?
Listen, the greater question, and on that exact point politically, why does anybody want to run for office anymore? It doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. The folks are, like, running around with pitchforks and torches, both sides.
Yeah.
And more the left, I get that, at least at this snapshot in time, with the Hair on Fire committee from the crazy, crazy, crazy far left. But, wow, what a... Unless you're a thief.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're going to go to office just to make yourself a millionaire with contributions from contracts you're going to be able to help or negotiate. But if you're an honest person, why in the heck would you want those jobs anymore? Go ahead, Miles.
That's the whole reason why the swamp is doing this, is that they want you to say, why would I ever go through that? Because the swamp only wants to take care of the swamp.
Right. And you're probably exactly right about that, but even on a local level, even with our the congressmen in this district, Congress representatives across the states, it doesn't seem to matter if they're center-left Democrat. They're getting pounded. We've talked about Feinstein's drama in California a number of times, where the crazy far-left is pounding on her. More so, by the way, than the partisan Republican side is pounding on her. And you see it in conventions, both parties, where you've got a certain element within the convention that just, and you go, wow, who wants to do that?
Even somebody like Feinstein, when you're 85 years old, why don't you just go, all right, I've had enough.
Is she only 85?
She's 85 or 86. I think when they said she's done with this next term, she's in her 90s.
Yeah, but when you this is where I get in trouble with our California listeners, because when you look to California and you say, out of all those millions of people, isn't there somebody else?
Yeah.
And you go, well, not more qualified.
To rob and be naive.
All right, is Flynn ever going to get sentenced? They've been kicking that can for a while, Miles. Have you followed that drama?
Oh, Flynn?
Yeah, Flynn.
Yeah.
Well, this is still all the president's men. That is the mantra of the left. This is right. All about all the president's men. They're reliving their fantasy with Nixon. Folks, these two have apples and oranges. They're not even in the same. It's steel and cotton. You can't equate the two. But that's clearly what they're doing, is they're working their way around the circle of Donald Trump. They've not sentenced him yet.
Hoping that they can get somebody to flip and come up with something that would do Trump in. But when you think about how much time has gone on here and how much Mueller has spent going after him, and these are the best shots that he's got.
Right.
It doesn't seem real hopeful that they're actually going to end up finding Trump on something.
No, but it's got to be, from his standpoint, from Trump's standpoint, it's got to be pretty frustrating. And, of course, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to force him, assuming that he's got nothing in the closet, there's no legal thing that they're going to get him on, because forget whether you agree with his personal life or not. Forget that part for a minute. Assuming that there's nothing that has anything to do with collusion, illegalities as it goes to campaign finance that he's directly culpable for, assuming that, he's got to still be really, really distracted. I mean, I was impressed midweek when all of this drama has fallen out with Cohen and Manafort, and what does he do? He goes out and gives a great, great high-energy rally.
Yeah,
down in coal country.
Like nothing's going on.
You gotta, I got to give it to him. And that's not what the left wants him to do, and somehow he's able to do it anyhow.
I really believe this is all about just trying to make somebody say something that's not real. And that's why I think you use the word witch hunt, is you're trying to make something out of nothing.
Just like he said, if I tell the truth, it's still a lie.
Yeah, and if I'm facing 65 years in prison, you think I'm not going to say, yep, Trump made me do it?
Right.
So I can only get 4 years? Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Sure. Speaking of that, what do you think Manafort's going to get out of this? Because I've heard about 5 gazillion times this week from the crazy far left at Global News Network that it could be 80 years. but the guy's 70, so is this life sentence? Is it going to be 3 years, 5 years?
Well, at his age, anything could be a life sentence.
Well, but that's true for anybody.
Well, I mean, at 70...
We're picking on old people, Lud.
This guy's even older than you.
Wow.
It's hard to believe, but he is.
I'm thinking 5 years. What are you thinking, Miles Bauer?
I don't know.
Any guesses, Lud?
I would say five to ten, but I think if it's too low, they will retry him.
You think so? You think that that's what Mueller is waiting for, to see if he didn't whack him enough?
Yeah.
Is this?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Miles.
You think when it comes to the moment of truth, Trump's just going to pardon Manafort, Cohen, and Flynn?
I got to tell you, I've been watching that. I don't know if he'll pardon Manafort. I don't know about the politics of that, but I do think once they sentence Flynn, he'll pardon Flynn. Even the FBI agents, anyone that listens to the show knows how impressed I am with them. But even those folks, when they walked out of that interview, said the guy didn't lie.
Yeah.
And I've never been a fan of his, by the way. He's a Democrat.
That's the best part.
I never understood why Trump picked him. I'm going, why'd you get this guy? Talk about squishy. This guy is about himself. Well, everyone acknowledges that. For whatever reason, Trump went ahead and went with him. That's his prerogative. But I didn't get it then. But I do think if anyone so far that's on the stage, if anyone's going to get a pardon, it will be Flynn. Because I don't think he's guilty of anything.
Second term, I think Trump will pardon Manafort.
You're still thinking he's going to run again?
Yeah.
Do you? Miles, you think so too?
I don't know.
I don't tell you. I got to tell you, if I'm a billionaire, I'm sitting there at 74 or 75 years old, putting up with all this stuff every single day, 24 hours a day. At some point, you know what? You guys figure it out on your own.
He's not done, though. His missions haven't been completed. He's not going to stop until they are. If he had the wall and healthcare was reformed,
mm-hmm.
I think he steps aside. He looks at his objectives. I got him done. I'm out of here. If you don't have those done, I think he stays.
What's Dershowitz been saying? I saw he was all over the news. He was on Fox News. I actually saw him on a couple others. What's he saying about the Manafort circumstance? Or Flynn? Any of these players? Cohen?
Well, I watched him, and he said that there is no legal ramifications here.
About regard to Manafort.
Manafort or Cohen.
So you said, take Cohen as an example, because one of the things the crazy left, folks, I'm not talking about Democrats we disagree with, I'm talking about the crazy left that can't slow to navigation speed and actually read and listen. They're saying, let me stop over, this is campaign finance violations. What's Dershowitz saying? Who's a liberal scholar?
Yeah, Miles, you want to take that one?
Yeah, so what he basically said is that the campaign finance laws are a complete mess. They're contradictory. They don't line up. It's all vague.
Okay.
And what he's saying is, let's just go with the idea that somebody was paid off. Well, if Trump puts his own money in, hypothetically,
right,
and then that money is sent off for hush money.
Right. Miles, stop it right there, because I want to get deep into it, and we've got to go to a break. Folks, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. There is more to cover, definitely.
I'm telling you, that's a big list. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Right before we had to go to break, Miles, you were on to something that I don't want to leave behind. Let me recapsulate it and then have you drive us forward. As you were indicating, make sure I understood it correctly, if I put $150,000 into my campaign finance account on a federal level, and then later take that $150,000 and use it for a lot of shoelaces, that's fine, is what you're saying, because it's my money in the first place. Is that correct?
Right. Correct. That doesn't violate current campaign finance laws.
So according to the Democrat constitutional scholar Dershowitz, if I took Ludwig's contribution and paid off somebody, that's a problem. But if I took my own money back out and paid somebody, that's my prerogative. That's what Dershowitz, the Democrat constitutional scholar, indicated. Am I understanding
right?
It? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, but Dershowitz went a little bit further, and I did a little bit of research, and Lud, it sounds like you did too, which is fascinating. He said that what happened during Obama's drama, he had 8 years in office, we had a campaign finance set up on a federal level, and he was perfect. He never missed any T's or I's dotted, correct?
No. He was.
What do you mean, no?
$3 million in violation.
That can't be true, because the Global News Network never, ever, not one time, not a peep, not a hint, not a word.
No. Nope.
$3 million in campaign violations.
He just paid a $275,000.
And he paid a $275,000. But here's the question for you. Did he take the $275,000 out of his campaign fund, or did he take it out of the money he got for writing one of the books? Meaning, did he use somebody's contribution, to your point, some poor person somewhere that sends in their last $6 to help him because they believed in what he's doing? Did he use that contribution money to pay back the fines for his $3 million. Where's the money come from?
Yeah,
that's a big deal to me.
He only makes $400,000 in the White House, right?
So. But you got $400,000, turned it into double-digit millions. Yeah. You got to give him credit now. That's pretty smooth. But I just want to know who can pay back the campaign the actual fines. I think that's important.
Well, and then the other part to Dershowitz's argument here is of him trying to sway an election. He goes, every candidate tries to sway an election.
That's what you're doing.
That's what you're doing.
Right.
He goes, so this whole idea that that's illegal is BS too.
Right. Now, they're talking about on Facebook and Twitter this week, both. I think primarily Facebook, I say primarily, at least by numbers, more Facebook than Twitter, where they've identified Russian and Iranian web activity,
yep.
Facebook and Twitter activity that was designed to steer an election, correct?
Yep.
Miles, what was your opinion? Was that a yawn to you, or do you see something there? It has nothing to do with Trump, folks. It's just an idle curiosity while we're talking about moving elections.
You mean the whole rating system around Facebook?
No, not the rating thing. Facebook removed, and I can't remember the number, but several...
650.
How many?
Around 650.
650-ish Russian and Iranian Facebook accounts that were set up to steer people towards websites, as I understand it. Those websites were designed to raise angst in our political climate. I don't know that they leaned right or left, but the media is not saying it the way I just said it. The media is implying something. But I've sat and read them, and not all of them, but I sat and did a review of what Facebook had to say about it, and it looked to me like those institutes, if you can call that institutions, several of them, they didn't name a number, but several of them had relationships, whatever that means, with the Russian military operations. Folks, this is what, they try to make it a blur. They try to make it all the same thing, and it isn't. It just isn't. What is Russia doing? They're trying to raise angst in our political climate. What do we have in our political climate? Angst. What's Iran trying to do? Now, does anybody, honestly, at this late stage, think that Iran is friends with Donald Trump?
No.
I mean, come on, folks. Sometimes you got to go stop it. Slap yourself in the forehead. But the media is still trying to spread this out like peanut butter, like it's all the same thing on the same slice of bread, and it just isn't.
So this whole thing that we've seen over this week with Manafort and Cohen and Flynn not being sentenced again. And
yep. They kick that can for a reason. There's a reason behind that.
Oh, yeah. There's two frustrations here. One, where's Jeff Sessions? Grow a backbone or get out of the way.
He's at the circus. Remember? He's weaker than Circus Lemonade.
He's the biggest disappointment of all of Trump's appointees. Biggest disappointment. The second thing is, we're talking about finance law for Trump paying a woman to squelch her story, whatever it is.
Right.
Where's the finance law violation for paying a foreign entity person?
You're talking about the dossier, aren't
to
you?
To create a dossier that's right? All lies and used to get a FISA warrant. Where's that finance law?
I don't know. I want to know where the finance law is that makes FISA warrants top secret in the first place.
Yeah.
I push back on that passionately in a small r Republican form of self-governance that we have a court system operating in the dark.
But why isn't Hillary...
That's a problem.
Standing there in front of a judge for that. That's finance law.
You know why. Because all these people are... The swamp has become so cliche. All of these folks are bureaucrats, and they want a big government. They don't have a job. They don't have a big, important, fancy title unless there's a swamp. Unless there's a monolith of a government, they don't function. She wanted it. He doesn't. That in itself tells you the agenda. It isn't even Democrat or Republican, because I don't think he's a Republican.
No.
I'm just being honest with you. This isn't a partisan thing. This is about what's best for your children and theirs. And they want what they've got. What they got isn't working, but it works for them personally. So the rest of the folks in America that actually pay taxes are collateral damage. Miles, what say you on that topic?
Yeah, I mean, the swamp is going to cover the swamp. Because if they don't, then there's a ton of people that have dedicated a lot of their time and effort into being swamp members. And of course, they're going to hang on to their own clubhouse. And if some schmo comes from nowhere and is suddenly successful, that makes the swamp look really bad.
Right. I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I agree.
Your frustration, Lud, is that he pays off Stormy Daniels to go away or whatever the other tramp was.
Yep.
Sorry, folks. That's how I see it.
So he Karen McDougal.
pays off the two tramps and they supposedly go away because that would cause a political problem. Yeah, it probably would have. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Hillary has gotten a $500,000 speaking fee, a $600,000 speaking fee. The Clinton Foundation has gotten many millions of dollars. Bill got paid crazy money, all from Russia, right in the middle of the uranium transfers. Folks, come on now. And that's the frustration for you.
Yeah, because that's a two-tier judicial system.
It is some for them, and not, the rest of it is all on us.
Yeah.
Right.
It's so frustrating. What do you do as a citizen to stand up against this? And you start
asking your representative, and folks, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. I don't care what state you're hearing us in. You look to your congressional representation and say, why is this judiciary, why is our justice system this far off the hook? Because I'm telling you, here's the point you got to get. When you're watching this stuff on the national stage, folks, it's happening to regular people. It's happening in your local court system. You've got a two-tiered system. If you got a lot of dough or you're politically influential, you're going to be a lot better off than if you're just a person that goes back and forth to work every day.
And can't defend yourself.
It's not black or white. It's not Democrat or Republican. It's who's a part of that process and who isn't.
Yeah. And Jeff Sessions, get him out of there. He is not there for us. That's who he's supposed to be there for.
But Trump is kind of stuck with this guy because if he offs him, everyone's in the whole world's going to explode that as another political termination.
Oh, wow. Like, I can't believe that's why he's keeping him.
What do you think, Miles? We're down to seconds, but do you think you ought to keep Sessions or get rid of him?
For some reason, he's hanging on to him.
Do you think it's because he doesn't want to get balled up in another confirmation process?
No, I think he's hanging on to him for a reason.
Okay. Something about Rosenstein gets to be the AG until, or something like that, I think.
I don't know that.
Because he's the assistant attorney general. But
so if he gets rid of him, he'll have Rosenstein. I don't know, folks. But listen, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump announced his administration had reached a deal with Mexico on issues that have held up the NAFTA agreement for over a year now. The president says this is a good thing for farmers.
It's an incredible deal. It's an incredible deal for both parties. Most importantly, it's an incredible deal for the workers and for the citizens of both countries. Our farmers are going to be so happy. You know, the farmers have stuck with me. I said we were going to do this. And Mexico's promised to immediately start purchasing as much farm product as they can. They're going to work on that very hard.
Funeral arrangements for Senator John McCain have been announced. On Wednesday, Senator McCain will line the state capitol in Arizona and Friday the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. A private service will be held Sunday and McCain will be laid to rest at the U.S. Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis, Maryland. You can check us out at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And thanks for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, a website you ought to take a look at.
It's actually pretty good. It is a work in progress, to say the least. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm Mike Hewitt, my co-host Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Lud, let's change direction. This is an article, folks, that was linked from ZeroHedge.com. I did looked around, found it in other places. It's actually a pretty interesting article, but you may not like the title. It says, Antifa, Democratic Socialists, A New World Order, all want the same thing. No borders, no wall, and literally, that's my word, and no USA at all. Did you really want to know what thread of the needle, what they all had in common? They really want globalization.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them are just anarchists. They don't want any government, and that's that, and that's that. But they're willing to join with this group of marauders in an attempt, literally, to not reinvent the United States, not cast a different destiny than our founders or I wish for, but to have it end, to be part of a global socialist authority, to use my own words from the first novel. That's what they want. Think about that. You've got to get your head around that. But when I keep saying it ain't partisan, folks, it ain't partisan. This is about the survival of the United States, and I'm not trying to be shrill. I'm being factual. That is their goal. And if you doubt me, you only have to look at the things that they're advocating and then pause after you read them and say, okay, what's the end result of that? And at the end of almost everything they're advocating is a borderless country that belongs to a greater authority. Now, you call it whatever you want, but while they're saying that and they're yelling socialism, but speaking of socialism and civil war, the Democratic Party is in a free-fall civil war right now.
Yeah.
we'll turn partisan for just a minute because I got to share that observation. They got a war going on inside their walls. I know they don't like walls, but inside their walls, they got a war going on.
The irony is the entire Democratic Party candidates for Michigan right now are claiming to be progressive.
They don't, because they don't want to use that word. Because no one pauses and say, what does the word progressive mean now?
Yeah,
not when Teddy Roosevelt said it.
It's not what I think it means.
Well, when I think
of progress is good.
I like progress, but when I think of progressive tax.
Yeah.
Which means you're at X percent if you work kind of hard. You're at a bigger percent if you work really hard.
Yep.
And if you really go ding to dong or work super hard, they're really going to ding you.
Yeah.
And that's progressive.
And they had a big rally in Grand Rapids with the governor and all the other candidates and local and state candidates there. And
you're talking about the unity event in Grand Rapids, Michigan?
Yeah, a progressive.
Oh, a progressive, not the unity event.
No.
Because there were two events there.
No, this was the progressive event for the Democrats.
Yep.
They called it a progressive unity.
So progressive unity?
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
Okay.
You guys are openly like just out there doing this now. It's no longer in the closet.
They embrace the word socialist now. We've talked about this lots of times. When I was a young person, 2018, 2019 kid,
they ran from the word liberal, and they've morphed that into progressive. I remember Hillary Clinton a few years back, someone called her a liberal, and she corrected them. I'm a progressive.
Yeah.
And by the way, she was actually factually correct. I am a classical liberal. Have you heard anything I've got in common with her? No. Yeah. Maybe Thomas Jefferson, not so much Hillary Clinton. She's a little older, too, by the way.
Yeah, a few years.
Yeah, time passes as always. I just listen. All of these things add up.
They don't know history.
They don't know history. They really don't know history.
Borderless nations do not
exist.
No such
thing.
They never worked. The Persians would take over. Somebody would take over.
But, Lud, they don't want a nation. That's what you're not getting when I say they want a global socialist authority. They want a global government.
But somewhere along the lines,
that's what
people
they want.
Started making countries and borders, right?
Yep.
The Romans created their empire, and they said, this is our border. Stay right out, or we're going to attack
you.
Well,
no, they didn't do that. They kept trying to conquer the neighbors. They were a conquering empire.
Especially the borderless nations. We're just going to take this chunk of land.
How is that even manageable? How could anybody think that would
possible
work?
They view it like the United States, literally. So hang with me for a second. So here's the United States, and we've got 50 states plus some territories. They say, why can't you have a global governance divided down into units like our states are, but on a global level? They believe this, and they think that it's true because right now they articulate the United States uses up most of the global resources. You've heard all of this mantra over and over
it's
and over
all
again.
Lies.
I'm not even debating it. I'm only telling you that that's what they're saying, and they think that the only way to be globally fair and equitable is to have a global governance that shares the resources of the world. And of course they see themselves in the elite. If there's a whole, because this is a new order, and I reject that concept that you hear on social media about the new world order. The new world order by definition has been around since World War II. There was a new world order from World War I forward that didn't work so well. There was a new world order following the revolution of us from the United Kingdom.
I don't reject it.
By definition, new world order is not something that was created by, it's not a 20th century term. It's not new to the TV/internet age.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks there's during the Bush era when he used the term New World Order, and everyone's hair caught on fire. Well, stop it. He's referring to something poli-sci 101. This is really basic stuff. So I don't get lost in those terms other than to say the current arrangement of power in the world is something that they reject. They think it should be shared and spread out like peanut butter and bread, and that's what they're going to do. That's what everything that all roads lead to that. You can debate me. You can have some Democrats that we agree with on most things, on some domestic issues, not much. The argument like with you and I over military spending, that's a fair and honest argument.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot different than us arguing over whether we want to have a United States or not.
Yeah.
They're literally having the debate over do we have a United States or not. Think about that for a minute.
So how in the, if we can't
yeah,
even.
You can't say that.
If we can't. Well, I don't know what I tried to say.
I know.
How in the heck are we going right to what now?
We can't even get along in our own country these days. How in the world can get the entire planet to come together as one
you can't
world
listen,
nation?
Listen,
it doesn't make any sense
it doesn't
at all.
It is not supposed to add up.
So here's the other thing too, right? We always talk about our local congressman's opponent with the $750,000 house. If you really want this, start with you doing it.
The guy's a millionaire living in a $770,000 house.
Yeah.
Has got monster incomes, him and his physician wife. They're nice people, I'm sure. We just disagree. Honest, I'm not bashing him. This is, folks, just so you know, this is in our own congressional district that we're watching this. Guy lives in a beautiful, lavish home, and he's here to represent the poor folks. And he's calling for wealth distribution. Let's start with yours.
Yeah.
Let's start with your wealth distribution. So we're talking about the $42,000 trailer.
Right.
Get rid of your wealth and move into the $42,000 trailer beside the other folks that you're claiming you're here to represent.
And then all the extra money.
And then we'll call it fair.
You got from selling your house, then buy trailers for the people who can't afford
it. Then you can really embrace the word fair and equitable.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, listen, we get lost in the woods on these debates. Because if you follow them to the end result, borderless nations, et cetera, they do not want a United States. And that's the Civil War going on, because you've got some common sense folks in the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
Honest, you do. We don't agree, but they're not seeking insurrection. They're not trying to flip the United States. They're not trying to dismantle it. But half their party does.
Well, have you noticed how little you've heard of Chuck Schumer recently?
Chucky Schumer?
Because he's not this far left. He's not this big of a nut job.
No, but he's willing to play the game. So is Nancy Pelosi. She's going to hang on to
power. She's not really
talked about a lot. She's sell America down the road.
Oh, to keep power. But that's the point.
Make me Speaker of the House and I'll do anything you ask.
That's the point to all this, right?
What do you mean? I'm only 312.
Yeah, there will always be people that want to be the powerful ones.
It's all about power, power and money. But the ideology is something we've got to examine. Listen, we're many generations into this fight. This didn't happen with Obama or Trump.
No.
We're many generations into it. They've got a hold of our... In fact, I want to talk about it when we come back from the break. They've got a hold of our education system. They have a hold of our legal system. They just do. They got a hold of the psychiatric industry.
Pharmaceuticals.
They got a hold of the health departments. And yet, they're still... They must be overwhelmed. Why are these conservatives... Why do they still exist? We got a hold of all of the mechanisms, all of the levers and the buttons. And you guys are still here. They must be mind blown away. Folks, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. Your home is better protected when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org to get started. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.